You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whānau, you're on 95BFM Breakfast. On the line, we've got old mate James back to talk gardening. Kia ora James, how are you?
Kia ora Rachel, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. We had good chats last week about no-dig garden beds, and today we're talking tomatoes, I believe.
Yes, we're talking all things tomatoes today. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. We've had a few tomato texts come in from the listeners, but I think let's start with the very basic bits and pieces. When is actually a good time to put in your tomatoes? Because people always go on about, you know, Labor weekend being tomato planting time. Is that true in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you're doing them by seed or if you've got little seedlings. Generally, it would have been ideal if you're doing it by seed to do it a bit before now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's like, especially in Auckland, like, summers are long, so it's fine. But yeah, get them in as soon as you can, basically.
Okay, and what some of them, I guess, for raising from seed, it's a bit late at this point to start, but I am curious, if you are trying to raise from seed, what are some tips about, setting your little seeds off to a good start?
Yeah, well, firstly, just get good seeds. You can get all number of heirloom and heritage seeds, from lots of different retailers or your big box stores or whatever. You want to have good seed raising mix. Just kind of level it off, put your seeds down, flatten them so they've got good contact with the soil first, give them a good water and make sure it's kind of consistently moist, and just put them in a warm windowsill, make sure they don't dry out.
Got you.
Should kind of take within 7 days-ish, it should be about a week. They'll give you 2 little sets of leaves that are just like nondescript green things, and so don't take them out then. They've got to form their true leaves, which are the first set of leaves that look like the parent plant. So once you've got little seedlings that look like tomatoes, you can take them out of your trays and grow them on a bit. I still wouldn't put them directly in the ground yet.
Okay, so you'd sort of...
a little bit bigger.
Yeah, put them in a slightly bigger pot, you reckon, give them a wee bit
slightly
more time?
Slightly bigger pot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give them a wee bit more time, and then you can plant them out once they've got a couple of sets of seeds. In terms of planting, there's there's 2 different main types of tomatoes. There's bush tomatoes, determinate, or vine tomatoes, which are indeterminate.
Ooh, so, what does that mean, determinate and indeterminate?
Yeah, so determinate tomatoes or bush tomatoes will generally flower all at once.
Yep.
So you get a large proportion of fruit over, you know, 3 weeks, and then they're going to stop kind of producing. Those tomatoes are like Roma tomatoes, are a classic bush tomato.
Yep. Got you.
They don't grow as big. Like I said, they grow kind of like a bush. So they're good for pots or, patio gardens. You also see them labeled as patio tomatoes sometimes.
Got you.
The other main type is the determinate or vine tomato, so such things like cherry or beefsteak. They're my favourite ones to grow. They will need staking in the ground, and they also will need pinching.
Okay, let's get to staking first, because we have had a couple of texts about staking. What would you recommend as a good stake, and how do you actually stake a tomato? When should you do it? These are all things that I've myself variously messed up in previous years. Forgot to stake my tomatoes before I went on holiday last year. They all grew horizontal and none of them ripened. That was very sad. So what would you sort of recommend for a good stake and a time to stake?
Well, I like to just find stuff. So like bamboo is quite a pest species up here, so I know in Arch Hill Reserve there's big amounts of it, so I just go down there with a little serrated knife and chop some bamboo off and use that as stake.
Nice.
So you can get it for free. Generally you should put it in like as you're planting. If you've got like established seedlings, you don't want to kind of mess with their roots.
Okay.
But they do get really heavy, so a good support network, as with people, is really good. So more than one stake is kind of ideal. If they're in a spot that has wind, you should kind of like generally support them a bit better. You can, you know, twine little things to make little bamboo cages with them. There's all sorts of things, but definitely if they're vine tomatoes, give them support because they'll need it.
So if asking for a friend, the friend is me, if you put your tomatoes in and you didn't put the stake in at the start, how would you recommend introducing the stake so it doesn't disturb those roots too much?
Well, I mean, you can kind of gauge roughly how big you reckon the roots are. They're not going to be, if you've just planted them in the last 2 weeks, they're not going to be huge. So
yeah,
stake, you can stake reasonably close. I mean, if you hurt the roots, they're just going to grow back. Just give them a bit of feed. Mm-hmm. But stake them and start kind of training them up now. And you can, sometimes you don't even need staking. You can, if they're up against a wall, you can string up a wire or a piece of twine and just wrap them around, and they'll naturally kind of want to curl around that. So that's a kind of low impact staking, I guess you'd say.
Nice. Someone said that if you trim the bottom leaves off and plant them really deep, the little hairs on the stalk turn into roots and feed the shit out of your soil. I think maybe what they're saying is then you also have to feed the shit out of your soil. But would you recommend doing that, like a deep plant of your tomato?
Totally. If you've got like larger seedlings, definitely plant deep. You can plant up to like the first set of leaves, and yeah, like the listener said, they do grow out roots, and like a bigger root system is a bigger and healthier plant. So you get a bit of fruit. Yeah.
Nice.
That's a really good. They're switched on.
They know what they're talking about. What would be your sort of like watering / feeding routine for tomatoes? Because I know everybody's got kind of a slightly different rule about it, but how would you sort of go about feeding those little toms so that they can grow nice and big?
Yeah, I mean, gardening's like today. Everyone's got their own things that they believe to be 100% true, and then you meet someone else and they're like, oh, no, that's... No, blah blah blah, and so like what I do is I generally like to water them quite a bit. They are really thirsty.
Yeah.
They need quite good sunlight to put them in a sunny location. I would avoid watering them in the heat of the day. Do morning and evenings. And it can be good to kind of keep the leaves dry.
Okay. Like,
I know plants get rained on and that's sweet. And sometimes I hose mine down to do that simulation rainfall. But if you get the wet leaves quite wet consistently, it can start developing some like mold and fungus things. So it's good to give them deep watering at the roots, fairly consistently, and if they're in pots, even more so, because pots dry out.
Do you like a sort of like a liquid fertilizer mix? Are you that type of a farmer? Are you that type of a grower?
Yeah, for sure. I do. I like. There's a whole bunch of different like seaweed concoctions you can get there. Little dry powder seaweed mix that you mix up, and it's lots more affordable than buying it in jugs. If you've got a worm farm, or if you've got friends with a worm farm, that worm juice is really good. Worm juice is amazing. It's like the best plant type. So I like to feed them. Don't overfeed them. You can feed them once a week, maybe more when they're flowering. But it's just do what you feel is right.
Now, last thing before we move on from tomatoes for today, pinching. Tell us about pinching. What's the magic of that?
So you don't need to pinch bush tomatoes or patio tomatoes if you're growing them. So you don't need to pinch your aromas or anything. But most other types you will need to. So pinching is a way of kind of directing the energy into the main stem. So vine tomatoes or indeterminate tomatoes will have a very strong main stem, and you want to keep that as strong and as tall as possible. They can get big, like they can get 2 meters plus if you give them enough, like you get hefty amounts of tomatoes from them. So pinching is basically taking off side shoots. So you'll have the main stem, you'll have your leaves coming off, and then you have a shoot in between, which some people call laterals.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of trying to be another main stem. And if you leave them on, it's just gonna get massive and tangly, and those shoots aren't really strong enough to support a lot of like fruit. So it's best to get them off to encourage more leaves and ultimately more tomatoes. So how you can do that is you can just put your little fingers on them and just give them a little twist. Sometimes they break off really nicely. It's good to not do it like on a real humid day, because you can get some, things can get in there like in the open wound. But I haven't really had much of a problem with that. But yes, do pinch your tomatoes, and don't throw those little pinching shoots away. You can pop them in a glass of water, you can even just bang them straight into the soil, and they will produce new tomato plants. They're close to the parent, so
awesome.
You can have endless amounts of tomatoes for free and make your initial tomato plant much happier and much healthier.
And then give everybody chutney for Christmas, which is great news.
Give everybody chutney for Christmas, leave some tomatoes on your front steps, and get your neighbours to have them. Companion planting is something that's kind of really cool to get into as well.
What would you plant around your tomatoes?
So I go with the rule of thumb is anything that tastes good with tomatoes is generally good to grow with tomatoes.
Oh, that's a good rule. I like that one.
Totally. All herbs, basil, coriander, for things like pests, people plant marigolds and nasturtiums, which can attract like aphids away from your tomatoes. Mm. It's always good to have flowers in your veggie garden. Not only is it beautiful and pretty, but it also encourages pollination. So things like borage is a classic.
Nice.
To grow in your veggie garden, poppies. Along with borage, you can like leave the flowers and put them in gin and soda and everything. I don't let them grow too big because I think they kind of look a bit ugly, but I do like to grow them and use their flowers in my drinks.
Excellent stuff. That all sounds very nice. We've got one more question to get into.
Yes, we had one question come through that was about dog-proofing. Someone is trying to dog-proof their garden, but the twist is they don't want to use a fence. Do you have any suggestions? Is that something that they can do?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think you sent me that photo of the raised bed. You could, I mean, depends on, I mean, how much they want to get into it. You could set up some, like a cloth system, which is kind of like a little semi-greenhouse that you can build with some cloth, and you could put it up on bamboo stakes if you wanted to do it for free. You could find some rebar from construction sites and bend it and make it all nice and professional. You could, you can, I would probably enclose it.
Okay.
Cool. Rather than, doing anything with a gate if you don't want to go down that route.
Nice. Well, thank you, James, for some excellent tomato advice this morning. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
And happy growing.
Yeah, you too. Talk soon.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.